Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Gee Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast where we tell you what to buy next. I'm your host, Caroline Moss, and I am joined today by my friend, writer Sachi Cole. And we talked about how to pronounce her name because I YouTubed it a bunch of times because I was like, well, we've been friends for a while, but I've never actually like had to pronounce her last name. So how does it get pronounced? And I looked her up in some appearances you made on different kind of television shows.
Bad Canadian TV.
Yeah. And everyone pronounced your last name cool.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, it's cool. And then I asked her and she was like, no, they're wrong.
Yeah.
So I was like, well.
Yeah. People get very stressed out about the first name and then they get racist on the last one.
Well.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
They can't help it. I don't know. One out of two isn't bad. I'm not that mad about
we're 50-50
it. We're 50-50 here. It's a 50%
shot. Sachi is a senior culture writer at BuzzFeed News and she's the author of One Day We'll All Be Dead and None of This Will Matter. Her second book, I Hope Lightning Falls on You, is forthcoming in 2021. That is exciting. How much of that book have you written?
0%, Carolyn.
Yes. I love a work ethic.
Yeah, I'm doing the Lord's work over here.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm very excited that you're here. You and I met at BuzzFeed when I was working there.
Yeah.
And before that, I only knew of you online. And I have to tell you guys, Sachi's so scary online. She's shaking
Why?
Her head. Why? No, you act like this is not the
no,
thing
No, I would
cultivated.
Like to know because white people say this to me a lot, but no one can contextualize it.
It is like some, it's just, you. I don't want to get in your way. I think that is always sort of the...
that's fine.
that
doesn't upset me.
Right. Your presence online is very like, it's one of those people, it's like, oh, I want to be her friend, but like, man, I don't want to piss her off. Would you say that that's correct?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm a good, loyal ally.
Yeah.
But I will kill you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
An ally.
But I will kill you.
With murder in your eyes. Yeah, and I don't think you're angry.
No.
I think that you're scary.
Okay.
And there's a difference.
That's interesting. I'm going to think on that.
So, of course, when I think someone is scary, my initial my personality is like, let's go befriend them immediately.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to be her friend. And it worked
it
out.
Worked.
It worked out really
I'm
well.
I'm not so bad in person.
You're not. She's really not.
Yeah.
Not so
I'm
bad in
worse
person.
Worse online.
But
although I would say everything I say online, I would say in person.
That's a thing that I think is great and I respect about you.
Thank you.
Unless it is something mean about me,
well,
in which.
Listen, there's still time.
There's a ton of time.
We're very
let me
early
tell you.
In this relationship.
So, Sachi, we are in the full swing of the holiday season, and I asked you to come prepared with something that changed your life. And I also asked you that if you could bring it on the subway, please do. And you said, I am not bringing this on the subway.
Absolutely not.
Tell me why. What did you bring in your head, in your mind? What's your product recommendation?
I'm so gross because you asked me about this and I was like, oh, you know, I'm sure other women are going to go on the show and pick something really dainty and cute. And they're going to be like, oh, this like vitamin C serum that I use or this like eye roller.
That's exactly their voice.
I assume that's how they all are speaking.
Okay, well. And what?
That's how you sound in my headphones right now.
Incredible.
Yeah, is that not right?
That's correct.
And then mine was like, oh, I want to talk about the squatty potty.
I am excited about
which
this.
Is a stool you put around your toilet mm-hmm. so your legs can change angle.
Yeah.
The thought of bringing that on the subway was too mortifying to
right.
bear.
Right. So everyone should know that she told me a while ago, she's like, I'm going to bring the squatty potty. I forgot it. So 2 days ago, I text her and I'm like, oh, and by the way, if you can bring whatever you're bringing, you know, with you, that would be great. And she's like, I'm not bringing that on the subway.
No, you can visualize it.
I can.
Just
I can visualize you
photos.
On the subway
just think
with it.
Yeah, or think of me on the toilet using it, whatever you need.
So tell me about the squatty potty, which I do not own, but I have seen in many a friend's house.
I thought it was so stupid when I heard, like truly thought it was so stupid mm-hmm. when I heard about it. A friend of mine got it in like a press kit.
Okay.
And used it and was like, I think you'd like it because we talk about our butts a lot.
Sure.
And I was like, okay, interesting, weird. This is weird, but mm-hmm. fine. She talked about it so much, and I was like, okay, you know what? It's like $25. Sure, I'm going to get it. Mm-hmm. I bought it on Amazon. I was still in Canada at the time, so I waited like 2 weeks for it to ship.
Sure.
And it comes to my house.
They have cars in Canada yet?
Yeah, they just, well, they run by horses.
That's right. That's what I thought.
Yeah, like the mail carriers are
right,
on horseback.
And the roads aren't paved.
The roads
yet
are
stuff.
Not paved.
Okay, got it.
There's no lights at night. And women may not cross the road alone. So there's just a lot of barriers to getting mail.
So you had your husband order the squatty
potty
for you.
I had my husband order it for me and go to the post office by foot.
Right.
And deliver it to me.
Perfect.
As I had fainted from consumption. That's all like a very funny joke, but I literally had whooping cough last month. So
oh, wow.
Who
yes,
knows?
You did.
Who knows
I know.
What's going to happen to me? I don't know. This is neither here nor there. Anyway, so I ordered it, and I fucking love this thing.
Really?
Oh, it has fundamentally changed my life.
Tell me, without, you
without
know,
graphic detail.
Without graphic detail, like, what is it about it that...
Here's the thing. Like, as an Indian person, like, you listen to your family talk a lot about the right way to sit on a toilet and the right way that your legs should be positioned, because there's not, like, in India, they're still not all using commodes, which
okay.
is what they call, like, the toilets that are commonly seen in North America.
Sure.
There's a lot of, like, the squatting toilets that, like, you think of when you think of places like India. And there's so much derision about those toilets from white people. So I think, like... And I remember going to India and having to use those things and being like, I don't understand this at all. Like, just,
really?
I don't get, like, I could not figure out the physics of it and how you would not fall over.
What is, if you can, again, without too much detail, mm-hmm. describe the physics of it.
Well, so the way that the squatty potty works is it, like, it fits around the base of your toilet.
Mm-hmm.
So it creates, like, a platform for your feet. So you can kind of lift your legs up so your knees are higher than they would be when you're just sitting down.
Sure.
The Squatty Potty website offers a lot of visuals as to what happens to your, like,
yeah.
your butthole and your colon when you're sitting, as opposed to when your knees are elevated.
My understanding of it is that it totally changes sort of the, it repositions your intestine.
Yes. Yeah. There's something
so that,
that gets
it, there's
pinched
a,
when you're just sitting as
right.
opposed to squatting.
So when your knees are up, you get kind of a more, a quicker... Smoother.
A better release.
A better release.
A faster release.
Okay.
A less, complicated release.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And look, like, we all, you know, we all.
Everybody poops.
Everyone
you know?
Poops. I'm not nervous, but I'm like, okay, well, it's only episode 3. I do hope that,
Well, listen,
people
if you didn't
okay
want me to talk
chat.
About my asshole, you picked the wrong person to have on episode 3.
I really did.
Maybe you should have waited.
You're fired.
I'll leave.
No.
I'll leave and I'll go
no,
buy,
this is
buy
really
five more squatty potties. I'll put them all around my house.
And bring them home on the subway.
Yes.
So, this is really interesting. I mean, like, there is a science behind it.
Yeah. It does work.
It does work.
It does work.
And were you skeptical, even as a person who has been to India and has had to do the squatting?
Yeah.
And knowing... probably through your family that there's like a better way.
Yeah.
You were still skeptical before you got it?
Yeah, I mean, it seems ridiculous. Like, what a bizarre thing to invent.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because if you think about it, like, the toilet has been around for a very long time.
Right.
And it's been around in a certain incarnation for a very long time.
Yep.
It's just not something I ever thought needed improvement.
Yeah.
And here I am. I love this thing so much, I almost purchased the travel version of it because I fly so much.
Is it like a stool? That
it
you...
is foldable.
Oh, my God. No, okay. Well, that actually leads me to my next question, which... So the actual one that you have in your house
yes.
is not foldable.
No, it's like a big plastic thing. White thing.
When people come over, do you leave it out?
This is a great question.
I agree.
So in our current apartment, we have 2 bathrooms.
Okay.
So it's in our, like...
Your bathroom.
That's
your, like,
connected
main
to
bathroom.
Our bedroom.
Yes.
Yes. So the other bathroom, we don't have one in there. I have threatened ad nauseum to get another one because my husband just, he fucking hates it. He thinks
really?
It's, yeah, because I think for him, he's very, like, waspy.
Okay.
Again,
wasps
you know.
Wasps don't poop.
They don't. They do not shit at all. They don't like talking about it, and they really like to pretend like it's not happening. So for him, he's, like, uncomfortable with the idea of someone knowing that we are shitting ever.
Okay.
which is odd to me because it's like, well, then maybe we just shouldn't have a toilet. Why don't we just put some chains around it? And then people will think that we just don't need it. Like, it's just not necessary. You pee in the sink and I do nothing. So he really hates it. But when our old apartment, we only had one bathroom and it was there. And I refused to move it. But sometimes we would have like dinner parties or people over and I would find it mysteriously missing.
Interesting.
And he would hide it.
Now, I would think that if I were over at someone's house and they had one, I would be excited.
Well, you would use it.
Right, I would use it. I'd be like, okay, well, it's here.
Yes.
But it makes me wonder that I imagine this probably comes up for people. Like, I'm trying to think of my parents. Like, if they had one and then everyone came over for Christmas or whatever,
yeah,
they would probably put it away because it's like, it just is a... it provides a lot of like visual context to your bathroom routine. So you might want to put it away. But it's like, so why wouldn't they make all of them foldable? You know what I mean?
Because, yeah.
I mean, I know you can't answer that, but I'm just saying. Like,
you know what? I think we should get the Squatty Potty people on the phone. Well, I mean, I think it's probably less sturdy if it's foldable.
Sure. But a travel one sounds really interesting.
I'm really thinking about it.
I think you should.
I just fly so much, and I'm always in a hotel.
Google now to see how much a travel one costs. You said the one that you bought was like $25,
it's $25. It's $25
the normal
one.
Okay, cool.
Let's see.
Yeah, I'm just interested in the travel one because it just like, I wonder if you could just buy the travel one and then use it at your house.
It's $35.
Wow. That's expensive. That's more expensive than
the
original.
That's more expensive.
It has like accoutrement.
It looks worse.
It does. So it looks, you know, it's like a stool. It's like a folding table.
It's a folding table that you would put your feet on.
It does look worse. There's something about the original one that just sort of like it like hugs the base.
There's just something very ergonomically pleasing about it. And then also they have like bamboo models of the Squatty Potty.
I mean, bamboo's really in right now.
It's very trendy for bathrooms.
I have a bamboo bath mat, you know, like a bath thing.
See?
Yeah. I mean, why not get the matching Squatty
Here's the
potty?
Thing. Oh, here's the graphic.
Yeah, if you look on Amazon, there's a graphic. It's really, I mean, it does make sense. From like, I'm not a doctor. I mean, only on weekends.
Your
but
puborectalis muscle.
Interesting.
Is the thing that gets pinched.
It makes a ton of sense. Was this something that started on like Indiegogo or
it
like?
It must be.
It really feels like it's like a med student who.
It's just so stupid. It's like embarrassing.
But you love it. Is it a good gift to get someone? Does it matter how how close you are to this person?
If somebody got it for me as a gift, I would be like so pleased and offended because there's some suggestion of like, do you think I am a constipated person?
But also, you would not be offended at all. You'd be like,
but
Scott,
I'd be like,
we have a second one
sweet,
now, and it's
now
going in the
two.
Second bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'd be thrilled.
This is what I like about these kinds of things because anything under $30. I think is like fair game for a white elephant gift or
like a weird secret
the
Santa
weird secret
thing.
Santa stuff at work. I would love to do that in like an office setting.
I
that's fun.
Think that the Squatty Potty is a very good like Yankee swap.
Everyone
Christmas
used to do the
gift.
Snuggie. Like that felt like a thing like 10 years ago.
Yeah, but you know what? That thing was made out of like flammable material.
Yeah, that thing could.
It was so uncomfortable and you just get a rash and you just start sweating.
Just cut holes in your blanket.
Or like wear a sweater. Yeah. I don't understand. Why?
No,
do
I hear you. But that's
like
why.
Like a draping fabric.
That's why it's not really around anymore, but the Squatty Potty is forever. I mean, look, there's an easier way to do a lot of things that we culturally have decided that we do. I mean, I always think about that with, like, the bidet. Like, I think it's wild that we don't use bidets in America.
It's bonkers, isn't it? And it's the same. I mean, in India, you wash your ass with, like, a bucket of water.
Yeah. I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
It makes perfect sense.
And, I mean, I know this is some people, like, don't like this kind of talk, but if you think about
it. Well, then I think you clicked on the wrong link. That's my feeling about
Please
it.
Please come back next week.
Come back next week.
Sachi won't be here.
I won't be here, and I won't be yelling at you accusatorily about being mad about my asshole.
Do you see why
asshole.
Maybe I would have thought she was a little scary?
I just think everybody should have to legally listen to me talk about poop.
I think we're going to have to put like a content warning on this so people don't listen to this when they're children.
For sure.
But I think like with the bidet and with, you know, the first time I ever used a bidet, I was really afraid because I was like, I don't know if I'm like ready for what's going to happen. But
what if it goes up? I don't know.
Right. Where does it go? When I feel like I'm rich enough, I'm going to outfit the toilet in my apartment with like a bidet situation, like one of those like warmers. I don't know.
But don't you think like that's grosser in the grand scheme of like,
it's somebody, all gross.
It's all listen, bathrooms are disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
But in the grand scheme of like somebody coming over and seeing the things in your bathroom. Would it not be like stranger when you see things like those toilets that warm the seat up for you, or like a bidet? Like, all of that tells you a lot about a person's body.
Like, it really contextualizes like everyone's sort of private.
I know,
sort
but
of
I just I guess
space.
I assume when people come over, they're gonna root through my medicine cabinet anyway.
I know I do.
Like, as you should.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard there? Amy Sedaris, I think, wrote in this book one thing that she does when people come over and she thinks they're gonna go through her medicine cabinet, which is she fills it with marbles. And so then when you open the door, like, you just hear all these marbles hit the porcelain of the sink, and she knows if you've gone through her thing.
That's so genius.
I think about it every time I have people over.
Oh, I love that.
Even just one or two, just to have them roll off and fall into the sink would be
I love the
so
idea of
telling.
It being like 600, though.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, that's very, it's like you've seen Father of the Bride, where Steve Martin roots through his daughter's future in-laws sort of like office and finds the bank book, the checkbook, cause it's 1993 or whatever.
Yes.
And he like throws it into the pool by mistake and then goes after it.
Yeah.
It's sort of like that.
Yes.
Marbles.
Marbles.
Marbles in your medicine cabinet.
I just think
another
that
hot
there
tip.
Should be, there's some.
I'm excited that you like, you know, quote unquote, brought the squatty potty to my attention.
I think it's time that I should pull the plug.
Pull the plug? Is that what you would say on that? No, pull the plug would mean stop. It's time
pull
that
the plug
I,
means stop.
It's time that I plug get, in the
you
plug.
You unplug yourself.
I think it's time. I would love to try it. I think I'm moving in a few months, so I cannot acquire any more things right now.
Would you just like to come over and use my bathroom for
an
hour and a half?
Yeah, maybe I'll just do that.
I really wouldn't mind.
It's fine.
Like, I have
put
no
marbles in the medicine
I'm going to put marbles in the medicine cabinet, but feel free to come over.
Now, do you think it should be a thing that should be like mainstreamed into culture, like where offices have them, and like it's just or like built into toilets, like you know you buy a toilet now and it has the
I think it should be built into toilets.
I agree. No more plastic. I mean, you have to wash it, obviously, and
there's a wiping down that's necessary, like with your floors. It's another thing you wash.
But it would be really interesting if it was like also like you know, a porcelain sort of
a
thing
throne.
That was, but yeah, throne. You're
truly
right.
A throne.
A throne.
Yeah.
So it's $30 or $25, or it's around that price.
It's around.
Point.
It's $25 to $35, depending on how much you want to carry this around.
The travel one's more expensive, but then you have it. You know, you can put it in your.
You
backpack.
Can take it wherever you gotta go.
Yeah. Put it in your pockets.
Wherever you got. I will say, right after I first got it, it really like ruined my life a little bit, because then I could not go to the bathroom without
I
it.
I would think.
Yeah, you become dependent.
Yeah,
position.
You're like, I know a
your
better
body,
life now.
Your
I know
body
a
is
life.
Just waiting for like...
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost like when you go to a hotel and you're like, I can't sleep because I can't hear the air conditioner or something. Like, it's just a weird muscle memory thing.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to it being, you know, a part of all bathrooms in 2025. When I run for president, that'll be my
I was
platform.
Just
going
to say, I'm running for governor next year.
Squatty
so
potty.
My platform is squatty potties.
Perfect.
For everybody.
Well, we will get to my pick, and we will link to Saatchi's squatty potty recommendation in the show notes. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. All right, we are back, and we just talked about the squatty potty. My recommendation is a little bit more, a little less gross. I don't even think it's gross.
Is it not about your anus?
It's not gross.
I thought this whole show is just about.
It's my butt. It's
a new accoutrement.
Just butt it.
Yeah.
She thinks just butt it.
See?
That's funny. Mm-hmm. So what I brought was my. I don't know how to pronounce the company's name, actually. I think it's either Aquis or Aquus or Aquis. Uh-huh. It's my hair turban, my like microfiber fast. You're nodding your head. You're
I
not.
Have many
you,
of
do
these.
You have them?
Yeah, I have many of these.
So I got this a few months ago, and I used to have. So you're not. Saatchi has very long hair.
Very long.
Where does your if it's totally straight? Where does your hair go down to? Past your butt.
No.
Okay.
To, like, my rib cage.
That's really long.
It's also very thick. So the issue that I have is I actually, my hair gets wet every day, because if I work out in the morning, then I have to.
You wash your hair every day?
I don't wash it every day.
Okay.
It gets wet every day.
So I wash my hair almost every day.
Yeah.
And it's horrible, but.
Why do you do it every day?
Because I always have done it every
day. You gotta let it go,
man. I know. And everyone's like, you gotta train it. Like, but
you
it
do.
Gets so oily. And I have dry shampoo, and I like dry shampoo. And
well,
you know.
Just do it every second day. Start there. That would be fine. Every second day is fine.
I'm going to try.
You got a man.
I know. It's so bad. And it's also because I bleach and color my hair. Yeah, it's because it's, I mean, it'll go yellow so much faster.
This is the shampoo lobby that has affected all of us from childhood. Remember?
Yes.
Do you remember being a kid and like this was before we had a phone, but that you could bring into the bathroom and so you'd read the back of the shampoo bottle because you were bored?
Yep.
And that thing always said that you lather twice. Remember?
Yes.
It was rinse, repeat.
Herbal Essence.
They all made you shampoo twice. Absurd.
Absurd.
Ridiculous.
I also washed my hair every day as a kid. I mean,
so
that was part of showering.
That was just
it
what
was
you did.
Unheard of to take a shower and not wash your hair. Mm-hmm. It felt like I was still dirty. And then I have a friend who told me the other day she washes her hair once every 2 weeks, twice a month.
That's gross.
But I think if you can do it, then I know. My hair gets too oily. And also one of my tics is that I run my fingers through my hair over and over and over again. she's coughed. The whoop is back.
I got consumption.
So I have shorter hair now. I cut my hair short. You know, medium length, like it's down to my shoulders. About 3 years ago, I used to have really, really long hair. But my hair is really, really thick and takes forever to dry. So I got this and thought it was like a scam. And then everyone was like, it's not a scam. It's really good. And I started using it and my hair dries like in half the time now.
Yeah, man, it's a game changer.
It's really, really good.
Yeah.
So do you have this exact brand one or do you use like a different one? This one's $30 at Sephora. That's where I got it.
I don't think I have this one because I'm not quite ready to spend $30 on a towel for my head.
See, but that's the thing, though, is that why not? Because you spend lots of money on other things. And
see, I don't.
You always say that, but you look very...
That's very nice of you, but
you look very, like, rich right now. I'm looking at you.
No.
She's very dressed up.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm a bargain shopper. Well, listen, I was raised by immigrants. I can't be going around spending $30 on a towel. I swear to God.
Here's the thing, though. But what do you spend... Have you ever spent $30 on something that doesn't do anything for you? I think we all have.
Probably.
That's the thing, is that I have spent, you know, I've bought the like $15 version and the $10 version. And then when you use the $30 version, if it actually does the job, and this one does.
Yeah. All right.
Actually does the
listen,
job.
That's a convincing plug. I do need to go to Sephora later.
So do it today. So it's $30 on Sephora and it has almost 1,000 reviews and like 700 of them are 5 stars. And I always like to read the 1-star reviews and then the 5-star reviews.
The 1-star reviews are always like, oh, it worked, but then my house burned down and now I have a weird association with this towel.
That's my question. Yeah. Who is leaving like the 3? For me, whenever I leave a review, it's either, and I don't really leave 1-star reviews, but I can only imagine that I either feel really strongly about hating it or really strongly about loving it. I'm never like, this was fine. Like 3 stars.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't review generally.
Me neither. I'm not a reviewer, but it's really, I'm really grateful for the people who do, because it helps sort of guide my decisions. But then I'm like, I don't know you. I don't know what you stand for.
Yeah, it is weird.
Like, where
that
would I trust you elsewhere?
Yeah.
But it is a really good, I think, alternative to walking around with a huge bath towel on your head.
Yes,
which is constantly
absurd.
Like falling off. It's a good alternative to wrapping your hair in a t-shirt, which is something I used to do.
Oh, come on. That doesn't work, does it?
No, of course not. No. That's why I bought the $30 turban. But it did go tighter than a regular towel.
Yeah.
So I felt like I was a little bit more secure. And that's the thing that this how do you pronounce it? How would you pronounce it? It's A-Q-U-I-S.
Just give it to me.
Is it Aquis or Aquis?
Aquis?
Aquis.
I think Aquis would be A-Q-I-S.
Okay. And this has the QU. So there's a little button on the back, and you twist your hair really tight, and then you, like, secure it in the back, and you wear it for about a half hour, and you take it off, and your hair is half dry. Now, a lot of people have asked me, you know, is your hair fully – no, you're not going to take off a hair towel to
absurd.
A blowout.
Yeah.
I mean, people need to, like, lower their expectations
dumb.
A little bit.
But is it, like, can you put your soaking wet hair in it and have it be half dry?
So what I usually do is I will comb out my hair, and then I'll do, like, the flip a few times just to get out the, like, shake out the real moisture. I put in my leave-in product, and then I'll wrap it. And it really sucks out the moisture.
All right.
So I take it out in a half hour, and when I blow dry my hair, I'm blow drying damp hair instead of just like wet hair.
Yeah.
And the reason I think it works really well is that like it's designed to like pull. So you like flip your head over with the button on the back of like on the nape of your neck, and then you like wrap your hair up. So it's really actually like around the towel is actually around your hair, unlike a bath towel, which is not doing
it's just
anything.
On the edges. Yeah.
And then for, you know, the other thing too, and this is the plight of New Yorkers who don't have laundry in their apartments, is like, if you got your bath towel like too wet,
that's it, baby.
It's over.
That's it.
It's over. Mm-hmm. And then you are, that towel's in the hamper and you have to go get a new one.
Yeah.
So I'm really very,
yeah. Have you tried to get a
stingy
bath towel like to dry in the summer?
Yes.
In the humid summer?
Horrible.
Impossible.
Horrible. Yeah. And so this dries also really fast when you take it off your head. I throw it in the hamper once a week and does the job.
All
it's
right.
Really, really
okay.
Great.
Pretty convincing.
Are you, do you take, like, what do you, what's your hair routine? And have you ever had short hair?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. When I was in the 10th grade, my mom got me to get a pixie cut. Which I've
excuse
never,
me.
I've truly never forgiven her for that egregious act.
Do we have pictures on your phone?
We sure don't. We sure do not have photos of that period of my
I'll
life.
I'll try to
yeah.
find one for
but
everybody.
I had that for like a year and a half, or frankly longer, because it took a while because mm-hmm. it was really short.
Now, I hear you placing a lot of blame on your mother. Was there any part of you that maybe saw a picture of someone with a pixie cut?
One
and
of
thought,
my cousins, who was very hot, had a very like Halle Berry.
And you were like, that would look
and
great.
And so my mom was like, I'm really sick of dealing with your hair because
yes.
it was just taking up so much of the time in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You should do that. She really convinced me into it. But then she refused to buy me product for it. So I just had like, you know, I looked like, you know, Sanjay Gupta. Basically.
Was it, what was the cut? You know, it was a pixie cut, but was it the 90s boy sort of like flop on one side, flop on
no,
the other?
No, because the thing is my hair is so straight
uh-huh.
that it doesn't do anything. So I'm telling you, I looked like Bobby Jindal. Like it, I looked like a Republican senator.
You still do to me.
Thank you. Don't tell Bobby.
But your hair is so long and like
now it's
lovely.
Very long. When I was in university, I cut it to my shoulders. I got a bob because I thought I needed to be serious.
Yes.
When I went to journalism school. So I had that for 4 years.
Did that work for you?
Sure did not. Sure did not.
You're a pretty serious journalist, even with your hair.
No, I'm a. Yeah, but I did, but then that, you know. But I don't know. I had long hair all through high school.
And your hair's thick, it
my
seems.
My hair's very thick.
And it, but it's straight.
It's straight, yeah.
I mean, that's nice. Like, when I was younger, I had really, really curly hair, and I hated it. And I was definitely the person who, like, had their Hot Tool straightening mm-hmm. iron, like, clamped over there. I was like,
I know, but
hair.
I was the person. I curled my
of
hair.
Of course. Grass is always greener.
It's always, yeah, but, like, and even now, I, like, wish that mm-hmm. I had some texture
no,
in it because it does nothing.
When
yeah.
I turned 26, my hormones totally changed, and my hair was all of a sudden totally straight. And
yeah.
I just spent a lot of time trying to curl it.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad for yeah. all these pictures I see with like this really like overly straightened hay hair.
Yeah. And that thing that I always cracked up where you could see in the back that they hadn't gotten, girls hadn't gotten
the little
the
bump.
Roots, yeah. The little wiggle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. It used to make me laugh so much just because it was so foreign to me because I never had that problem.
Right.
I had the opposite problem, which was like you'd go to the back of my head and find these stick straight strands
in your
in
curls.
My curly
yep.
hair. Oh, I used to love that.
Yeah,
the little
wiggle in the back.
Yeah.
Look, the back is hard. People still don't know how to do the back of their hair.
They don't. They do not.
I know.
Yeah.
I always am like, whenever my hair look, I mean, unless I get it professionally blown out, if you see me with curly hair, just don't look at the back of my head. It's
yeah.
totally straight.
Yeah. I prefer if nobody looked at me at all. Just don't make eye contact with me.
I used to have really, really long hair. Sometimes I look back on pictures and sort of cry to myself. But the big scam of having shorter hair and having really thick hair, which I do as well, is that it's way harder to take
care
of. Oh,
yeah. That's why I won't cut my hair.
Yeah. When it's long, about, it weighs yeah, itself
for
down.
Me, it's not at all about like, oh, I'm a girl and
mm-hmm.
like this is how I'm going to look cute. It's not
no.
about that. It's so
it's
much
time.
Work to have shorter hair.
Yes, it is.
And because my hair doesn't do anything,
yeah.
if I have long hair, I can brush it and leave it there. And it's just a sheet on my head.
How long does it take your hair to dry?
Oh, a long time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So will you, are you like a night shower or a morning
no,
shower?
No, I have to morning shower because I work out in the morning.
Right.
Because I'm trying to be
a gym bunny.
Listen, I'm very fit. No, I'm just trying to be a morning person.
You can do it.
It's hard. I don't like it. But
I had to retrain myself for a job once where I had to be at the office at 5:30 and
I
loved it. I love being up really early.
Yeah.
It just is by 8 p.m. I'm out.
You're done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying. I mean, like, I start work at 10, so I have early as like I'm getting up at 6:30. It's not that
That's
early.
That's still pretty early.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
it's early in the winter. It's still dark out.
That's true, which I love. That
Me
I love.
Too.
But if I leave my hair to air dry, it'll take all day.
Yeah, so I would be really interested. I think you should get one. Like,
okay.
And tell me how you like it.
The nice thing about Sephora is you can get something, and if you don't like it, you can return it.
Yeah.
That's truly the best.
It's great.
I was hanging out with somebody the other day who's a drag queen, and he did not know that. And I was like, you buy so much makeup
from
Sephora.
So what happens when he buys stuff that he doesn't like?
He like uses it once and he's like, well, that's that. I was like, I'm literally the immigrant mother in me like burst out of my chest and was like, you idiot.
Like, you know, I'd be really interested to seeing if this works well for your hair.
I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah. I mean, the best thing is like, you know, shake out your hair so it's like, you know, wring it out, like. Wring the water out of it.
I'm not gonna put it in soap.
Some people don't know that though.
Yeah, people are dumb. But I'm gonna try.
See, mean.
Yeah, well, yeah, really indirectly mean. Just spraying it randomly at your listeners.
Well, I hope you get it. I'm excited about the Squatty Potty.
Please get it.
Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And you guys can find all of the products that we talked about in the show notes and make sure that you click those affiliate links because that is how you keep G-Thanks Just Bought It in business. And as always, if you have a recommendation or if you've tried something that we've talked about, I want to hear about it. You can follow the podcast on Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod or me on Twitter, which is Caroline Moss. And we will see you next week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.